I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Episode 1.
Coffee Break Chinese.
Welcome indeed to Coffee Break Chinese, and we are absolutely delighted to be here with this first lesson of our new course. I'm going to begin by asking my co-host to introduce herself.
Hello, hi, my name is Crystal. I am a language teacher. I run a Mandarin school in Scotland. Also, I am a business consultant. I specialize in Chinese business etiquette and business culture. So I work with businesses in Scotland and China.
Thank you, Crystal. My name is Mark, and I'm the director of Radiolingua. And so far, we've produced a Coffee Break French, Spanish and Italian, in which I was involved in the teaching side of things. And then we also did a Coffee Break German, in which I was the learner. But now it is time to turn my hand to Chinese, because I'm going to be learning along with all of you, and we're all going to be learning Chinese together.
And Mark, you're a very good student in the Coffee Break German. And
thank
hoping
you.
You're also a very good student in Coffee Break Chinese.
I will do my best.
I'm sure you will.
Now, Coffee Break languages, Coffee Break learning is very straightforward. Basically, the idea is that you can sit back, pour yourself a cup of coffee, or perhaps tea would be more Chinese, and enjoy learning with us in these 15 to 20 minute lessons.
Good. 好. Let's start. 开始吧.
Okay, let's get started. Okay, Crystal, now the very first thing that I think we need to learn in any language would be how to greet people, how to say hello. So can you help us learn how to say hello in Chinese, in Mandarin?
Of course. Hello in Chinese. 你好.
Let's listen to Crystal again. And when you hear Crystal saying a phrase or a word, we'll leave a little space so that you can repeat that after Crystal. And then I will try my best to repeat after that. But we'll definitely leave the space immediately after Crystal's version so that you can hear the perfect Chinese pronunciation. Let's hear it one more time.
你好.
你好.
Excellent. 非常好.
Okay. So if we can say hello, how would we say, how are you? That would probably be the next thing that we would say in our conversation.
Yes. You say, 你好吗?
Now, that's very similar to 你好. What's the difference?
The difference is there's a ma, which is a question particle you use after 你好 to form a question. How are you doing? How are you?
Okay, so the whole phrase is?
你好吗?
你好吗?
很好。你好吗? 非常好。Excellent.
Okay, so I can now ask, how are you? I can say, hello, how are you? Do I just run those two together?
Yes, please do.
So I would say, 你好,你好吗?
Excellent.
Okay, good. I think I can do this. This is good.
Yes, you can.
Right, so we need to learn some answers. How would we say, I'm well?
我很好.
Okay, let's listen again.
我很好. Excellent.
Okay, it's quite difficult to get exactly the right sound there of what to me sounds like a kind of H or a H. It's almost like the Scottish loch. Is that is that correct?
Slightly different from H. It's H. Mm, yeah, 很好.
So does that literally mean I am well. 我很好.
Not strictly right. 我 means I. 好 means well. 很 in this case meaning very.
So what we're really saying is I very well.
Indeed. But in China, we say it to express I am well.
Okay. So I don't need a word for am.
I can
just say 我很好.
对, correct.
Okay. So what was the word that you said there?
对.
对.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Okay. So I there's lots to learn here. Let's take it back a little. We'll just repeat this. In fact, let's do a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say, hello, how are you? Mm-hmm. And you can answer, I'm very well. I think we can try this.
Yeah.
你好吗?
我很好, Mark.
Okay, fantastic. So let's swap this around and this time Crystal is going to say hello and how are you? And I'll try and answer.
你好吗?
我很好.
非常好, excellent.
Okay. Now, you said there...
非常好.
Could that also be an answer to this question?
Yes, it could. 非常好, extremely good, extremely well.
So in 我很好, does that really mean I'm very well? Because you said that 很 means very.
No, 很 in this case doesn't really emphasize I'm really very well. It's just the way we speak I am well in China.
Okay.
But if you want to say I'm really, really well, we have 我非常好. We use 非常, extremely, to express I'm really, really well.
Okay, so let's hear the word, just the expression for very well or extremely well.
非常好.
非常好.
好,很好.
It's like a song because we're doing different at different pitches.
Yes.
非常好.
It's like singing.
Singing.
Dun, it is.
Dun,
it
dun.
Is.
I like this.
Musical.
Musical. Yes, mm-hmm. A very musical language mm-hmm. so far. Okay, so if you asked me, how are you? And I wanted to reply, I am very well or extremely well. Could we try that?
你好吗?
我非常好.
非常好. Excellent.
So we can use 非常好 as a word of congratulations in a lesson.
Could.
We can say that.
Yes.
Okay. And could we also say 很好 in the same
yes,
scenario?
Yes, you could. 非常好 is higher degree than 很好.
Okay. So we've got these varying degrees of excellence so far.
That's right.
Okay. Now, what about if we're not feeling fantastic? What about if we're just sort of okay?
我还好.
Okay, let's hear that again.
我还好.
Don't forget to repeat after Crystal. We're leaving these spaces for you to repeat, so hopefully you've been repeating. Let's hear it one more time, Crystal, so that I can repeat.
Yep. 我还好.
我还好.
Good.
Okay, so that's kind of okay. I'm feeling
yes.
okay.
Yes.
And what about if you're not feeling okay, if things aren't going very well?
我不太好.
Okay, so there's an extra word in there, I think. Can I hear it again?
我 meaning I, 不 meaning not, 太 very or too, 好 good. 我不太好.
Okay, so 我不太好.
非常好.
Okay, I don't know if I'll remember that one. Let's hear it one more time.
我不太好.
So do you run the 不太 together?
Yes, you do. 我不太好.
我不太好. Now, I've got a question. I may have lots of questions, mm-hmm. I warn you.
Uh-huh.
But you said that 很 meant very, but here you've said 太 also means very. Are these different words? Do they mean something slightly different?
Yeah. When we say I'm not too well, we say 我不太好.
我不太好.
Yes. When you say I'm very well, or I'm well, 我很好.
Okay, could we say 我不很好?
Grammatically, you're not wrong, but in real life, we don't say that often.
Okay, so let's stick then to 我不太好.
Correct.
Okay, can we run through all of these answers to the question, which was, how are you?
Yeah, 你好吗?
Okay, so that's the question, how are you? And to say, I'm well.
我很好.
我很好. Then we had, I'm very well, or I'm extremely well.
我非常好.
我非常好. And then we had, I'm okay.
我还好.
我还好. And then finally we had, I'm not very well, I'm not too good.
我不太好.
我不太好. Now, I have another question here. Over the years, I've looked at Mandarin Chinese a few times, but unfortunately, I've never really got past the first couple of lessons in any one of the many books I've looked at. But in one of them, I seem to remember something about a kind of so-so answer to this question. Mm-hmm. And it's something to do with horses and, yes, I think, tigers.
Yes, yes, you're right, Mark. And their expressions like mama, hoo-hoo.
That's the one.
That's right. Okay. Mama, hoo-hoo, appear in a lot of textbooks published probably 10, 15 years ago. And it's widely spoken in northern China. Today, if you go to China, you don't really hear people say mama, hoo-hoo as much as we used to say 10, 15 years ago.
Okay. But it's still grammatically correct. It's still
people
okay
still
to
say that, yeah. Just not as often as okay. They used to.
Let's learn it anyway. Let's go through this one anyway. So it's kind of so-so, and it literally means horse, horse, tiger, tiger.
That's right. Ma, ma, hu, hu.
Ma, ma, hu, hu.
Yes.
Okay, so we can use that as a possible answer to the question, how are you? But as Crystal said, there are probably better ways of saying that now, and I'm guessing one of them would be 我还好.
Yes.
Am I right?
我还好.
我还好. Okay, now so far we've been learning lots of Chinese words, and there's one thing that I've noticed in almost all of the words that we've learned, and that is the tone of the word. I believe that tones are very important in Mandarin. Is that correct, Crystal?
对.
对, correct. Yeah, I know that word.
Yes, in Chinese we have 5 tones, including first tone, second tone, third tone, fourth tone, and the 5th is a neutral tone. So let's say, for example, use ma, for example. Mm-hmm. First tone is flat. Ma.
Ma.
Good. Second tone is going up. Ma.
Ma.
And the third tone is going down and up. Ma.
Ma.
And the fourth tone is sharply down. Ma.
Ma.
And the neutral tone is very short and light. Ma.
Ma. All of those mean something different.
Yes. For example, first tone, ma, could be mother. And the third tone, ma, could be horse.
So you don't want to get those two mixed up.
No, you don't.
So tones then are really, really important when we're learning Chinese. And that's why we're taking great care when we're pronouncing and repeating the words and phrases that Crystal is teaching us to get those tones correct. From time to time, we might actually talk about the tones in a particular phrase, and we'll help you and help me learn which tones are used. For example, if we go to the word, one of my favourite words so far, the word for excellent or extremely good, what was that again?
非常好.
Can you help me work out these tones? Can you say it again?
非常好.
Okay, so the first one is the high one. Fei, that's first tone.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next syllable?
Chang.
Chang, is that the one that goes down and then up?
No, chang, second tone.
Just going up. Just going up.
Mm-hmm.
Chang.
Mm, 对.
Fei, chang.
How?
That sounds as if it's going down.
Definitely,
and up.
Definitely, yeah,
okay,
third tone.
The third tone. So, mm-hmm. Fei, chang, how?
对.
Fei, chang, how?
很好.
These tones really are quite tricky. Okay, coming up after the break, we'll be having some cultural input from Crystal on the Chinese language, and we'll be putting what we've learned in this lesson into practice. We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, I've got a couple of questions, Crystal. We are talking about Coffee Break Chinese here, but I suppose we should really be talking about Coffee Break Mandarin Chinese. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference between what we call Chinese and what we would refer to as Mandarin?
Yes, Mark. We are teaching Mandarin here. Mandarin is the standard official national language in China. Chinese could have other dialects as well. For example, you have Cantonese, which are widely spoken in Canton and Hong Kong. But Mandarin is the standard spoken language all over mainland China. It's also spoken in other Chinese communities, for example, in Singapore, Malaysia, and also in the UK, in USA too.
Okay. Now, what would your own personal dialect be? Which kind of Chinese would you speak, for example, with your family back home?
Yeah, I come from southwest of China, Guizhou province. So we have our own dialect called Guizhou Hua. But within Guizhou province, you have sub-regional dialects. Like I come from Duyun, it's called Duyun dialect, Duyun Hua. However, in China, everybody learned to speak Mandarin. Literally, it means standard language, 普通话.
Let's hear that again.
普通话.
普通话.
Yes.
Okay, I guess this is just really like English. I speak English, but I speak it with my Scottish accent. And when I'm with my family in Ayrshire, the southwest of Scotland, then I will speak in a more Ayrshire way than I would when I'm speaking in a presentation or something like that. But ultimately, what we're learning here on Coffee Break Chinese is Mandarin. It's the official version, if you like, of Chinese. And we will be able to be understood anywhere in China. That's what you're saying?
That's correct. Dui.
Dui. Okay, before we finish, I think we should go back through what we've learned in this first lesson of Coffee Break Chinese. We've been learning Mandarin Chinese with Crystal, and I am delighted at what we've covered so far, but I think it is important that we go through what we've learned. So Crystal, can we go through each of these phrases? You can say them in Chinese. We'll leave some space for our listeners to repeat as usual, and then I'll try saying them, and you can correct me in my pronunciation and probably most importantly my tones, okay?
How?
Okay, let's go first of all with hello.
你好.
你好.
对。你好.
Okay, what about how are you?
你好吗?
你好吗?
很好.
Okay, so how are you? 你好吗? And then to answer that question, we learned, I am well.
我很好.
我很好. Mm-hmm. Okay, we also said, I'm very well.
我非常好.
我非常好.
非常好.
Okay, my tones are going wrong here. 非常好.
对.
我非常好.
对.
Kind of bouncing. 非常好. Okay. We learn to say, I'm okay, I'm quite well.
我还好.
我还好. And also, I'm not doing so well.
我不太好.
我不太好. Can I just check those tones there? Bu is going up and tai is coming down. So would that be 2 and 4?
对.
Okay. 我不太好.
对.
And then one more, and that was the one about horses and tigers.
Mama hu hu.
Mama hu hu.
对.
Mama hu hu. Do you say 我 mama hu hu?
You can say that, yes. 我 mama hu hu.
But it's equally okay just to use that on its own in answer to.
Yeah, that's right.
How are you?
You can just say mama hu hu.
So I could ask you 你好吗?
Mama hu hu.
Okay. Mama hu hu. I think it's almost time to finish the lesson. But before we do, there is one other, or in fact, two other phrases I think we need to learn. One of them would be goodbye. And the other is thank you, because we need to be polite. So how do we say goodbye in Mandarin?
再见.
再见. Now, those to me sound like they're both going down. Is that correct? So those are fourth tones? 再见.
Both four tones.
Yeah. Okay, so that's goodbye. 再见. And what about thank you?
谢谢.
谢谢. Okay, so could we say thank you, goodbye? 谢谢. 再见. 见. Okay. 谢谢. 再见.
谢谢. 再见.
Now, before we finish, we would just like to mention that if you'd like to find out more about Coffee Break Chinese, then you can head to coffeebreakchinese.com, where you can find out everything you need to know about our course. I would like to say thank you, which I can now do in Chinese, to Crystal. 谢谢.
谢谢, Mark.
And thank you to all our listeners for joining us on this very first lesson. We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Chinese. But for now, we're going to say goodbye and thank you.
再见, 谢谢.
再见, 谢谢. You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.